after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And my co-host.
I'm here.
What's up? JoJo in the building. Yeah. We in the building, man. Today is Life After Dusk, live hump day after dusk. Let me claim
your
kids.
Tell them how you broke the server. Tell them how you broke the server. And we almost did the show.
Ain't nobody break the server. My freaking computer, my computer was over here doing the most. It decided to update. See, Windows 8. So I just do random updates, man. I'm sitting here looking over here like, what the heck is going on?
Come on, get on, and then it's going to decide.
Man, this, I guess I have it on auto. That mother decided it just, you know what? We're going to cut it on right when he got to do the show. I'm pissed as hell. I'm running the house trying to get ready for the show, and then that crap happens. What the heck? Come on, man. Now, y'all know a brother guy do his show, man. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all was in this show.
Yeah, tonight's show is called Let Me Claim Your Keys. I made a little goofy song. I made a full song. But this is a little soft, you know, a cappella style. For today's show.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. You got some original music in the theater. It got a little funk sound to it. Yeah, man. You got some original music. Oh, my God. It's going down, son. But, yes, today is tax day.
Yes.
So, how many of you who rats and scallywags decided to do your taxes already? How many of you are scrambling to do your taxes last minute like I did for the first? I usually do them on time, but this is the first time I scrambled. I won't be doing that again. That was not fun. But I tell you what was fun. Being a smart person who's actually claims his business expenses. Claim your business expenses, people, because your tax, you would think your refund later. You would look at that refund and say, okay, yeah, that refund got up there real quick. So, yeah. That's me. I'm going to get that refund because it goes to where my student loans. They suck. The captain, what's up, baby? They made me work hard the last minute to get off to get some money from them, I'm going to give them right back. That just pisses me off. Joseph, did you do your taxes?
Yes. I already filed
when did
my
you
taxes.
Do your taxes?
I got that money and blew it. I did it in January.
Oh, you did it in January? I usually do. I go back to my time to talk. I took my time to actually make sure I took into account my business expenses and whatnot. I'm telling y'all, man, that mess makes a heck of a difference. Unknown, very unknown facts. Even you're a sole proprietor, man, claim your business expenses. Claim them. Don't just sit there and wait till last minute to do it. Don't just get so excited. Yo, people sit here every year and go, oh, man, say, let me claim your keys. Man, why don't you take your business and start claiming that? You start claiming your business, you won't have to be sitting there chasing people around. You probably got hidden money right there in front of you, but you ain't claiming it.
Yeah, but they don't think about it before they say, Matter of fact, I'm going to do my own taxes next year. Usually I'll do them myself, but I got lazy this year and I asked my aunt to do it. I'm going to do it myself next year because she didn't claim my modeling stuff, and I get paid for that.
Oh, I'm you claiming
and
cash.
I learned a trick
to
claim
everything. I claim the bill I paid to run the radio show, the website. That's why a lot of people would ask stupid. I go, hey, you want to act stupid, I'm going to claim. It's all right. This the website everything is claimed. That money getting claimed right there and there. Greg don't talk about. Greg said he claimed his furniture, his computer, internet, cameras, lights, rent. Hey, claim the gas. If you gotta run a website, pay the membership for that. Pay for that too. Claim that. Yep. I run down the list, man. Y'all see.
Can I borrow one of your kids to buy taxes?
That's the hood rat. That's the hood rat talking.
I'm trying to borrow your kids
by
taxes. I'll give you some of my money, girl.
It always be the girl who got
my
five.
I let you claim only one of, but you gotta make sure I get a G.
Looking ass, like, fuck out of here, like. People be having magical ass kids. Y'all claiming kids, y'all need to get birthday gifts for them, man. Come on, man. And shout out to the sorry baby dads and baby mamas out there that's trying to beg the baby mama and baby dad to let them claim their kids that they don't take care of. Like, get the heck out of here. Y'all wrong for that, man. But I'm going to a business one because y'all know how I am about that. Claim your business expenses. I'm telling you, man, y'all don't understand. Hey, I claimed my USB drive I used to store my freaking my files for the magazine and stuff. Yes, you can do that. I'm telling you, too much stuff. Y'all letting it all go by. Y'all sitting here acting the fool for no reason. Y'all paying for people's meals. You don't need to be paying for that. You ain't claiming. That's why I tell you, man, if people get to acting the fool, I look at right in the face and say, hey, I'm going to claim it, man. Just alone, the refund amount alone just from my business taxes was like $400-something. Without adding other stuff. Yeah, buying other stuff. So, yeah, y'all do the math. I'm just saying. Y'all better get with it, man. Some people say here, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, if IRS decides to let me I'm not to pay the student loans out of it, I will do right. I ain't going to be sitting here, I got to pick new J's, man. Where them new J's at? Like, nah, man. You boy, a lot of that money going right back to my business. That's the funny part about it all. That's the funny part about it. It's like a lot of you don't really understand that. Like, a lot of times when I get money from my, when I get revenue for stuff outside of my regular job, and when I get like from like taxes or something like that, I spend it on trying to enhance my business. And that'd be the thing. A lot of people, man, y'all crack me up with this. Y'all been talking about y'all want to pay gigs, but y'all get the money and y'all blow it. How about y'all take that money and upgrade your look and upgrade your stuff, man? It just don't
make
no sense.
Because they don't think about that. They don't think about that. They're just thinking about, J. Cole's rocking these shoes, so I'm going to get them too. Or Lil Wayne's got this, so I'm going to get that. Or Drake has this, so I'm going to get that. They don't think about the long run. They just think about what's going on right now.
Right. And this kills me. Stop invest, like, as a model, exactly, Greg, get ready to say it. Invest in your damn self. Stop, take the money and stop investing in brand and name brands. Like, you are, like, as a model, I do this as a person in this in the business period. I don't really get too far into the name brand stuff. You know why? Because I'm in the business of to where a lot of my entities, you know, can definitely take some sponsors. And if they ain't sponsoring me, why the hell should I be spending so much damn money on their ass? Like, y'all be going broke over, y'all be cracking me up. Y'all be going broke over trying to glorify name brands, especially over a company that don't give nothing about you. Y'all be cracking me up. Joe Jones, what's your take on that?
No comment.
Yeah, shout out to the thought. So.
Not comment on that one.
Talking about that one. But yeah, so there's a story that's been going around, or just like some freaking epidemic, I should say. Where if I see one
the
more
giraffe?
Picture of somebody, yes, if
a
I see
giraffe?
One more picture of somebody killing a giraffe. This is the second picture a person saw killing a giraffe this week.
I just saw
my first one on Monday. And I see another one today of a whole other person. Like, this has to end. Does it? If I'm not mistaken, giraffes are a dangerous species. And
Did you say dangerous or endangered? There's nothing dangerous about a giraffe.
No, I said endangered. They're
endangered.
Yeah, because anything in the they're in the World Wildlife Fund, they're usually endangered. And I remember even back when I was working at my old job, they were in the World Wildlife Fund. So if they were in it then wow. Ain't no telling what it is now. And
people are just stupid.
First of all,
when
you hear somebody say they ate giraffe meat, so you can't tell me you hunted it for food, that's lame. And it's a danger anyway, so you're lame for that part. Number two, like, when the last time you heard that a giraffe was dangerous? Like, I had to kill a giraffe, it's going to kill me. I ain't never heard about no story about a giraffe killing somebody. You gotta be the lamest person. Like, what the heck does giraffe do to you? He's too lazy to breathe. I mean, his neck not gonna come down the middle. He ain't got no time for that. He got a long behind neck. He might got a long neck, but he ain't gonna use it on you. Like, dang it, man. The Toys R Us on Giraffe Jeffrey, he running for his life. He's scared of death. He might be next. Can't, I mean, by, I mean, it's going to get to a point where because they're going to be completely extinct, that people are going to be looking around like, when they see Jeffrey from Toys R Us, they're going to be like, what the heck kind of animal is that? Oh, that's a giraffe, baby. What's a giraffe? Because they ain't going to know what giraffe is because y'all didn't kill them all. Freaking idiots. God dang it. Hey, people, I mean, y'all corny, man. And see, and that's what I've been talking about. Yeah, I see the cheating. See, this woman that got my blood pressure up. Y'all see that what I've been talking about people doing too much of social media. That's another one of them cases. This is another one of them cases. So you already was trifling already for even sitting there killing the freaking giraffe. But then you decide to involve us by taking this picture and uploading it online for us to see. Like, damn. Who the fuck kills a giraffe? Man, who the fuck kills a giraffe, man?
That stupid white lady on the picture.
Yeah, you know, it's a stupid white guy, too. On Monday, it was a stupid white guy. Like, get the heck out of me, dang it. Ain't nothing. They just said, fuck it, we killing everything. We killing giraffes, and we killing black people. If it's from Africa, kill it. I'm like, damn it. Give us a fucking break. See, we were talking about the giraffes and the black people can't make it. Damn it, y'all. Y'all fucking up. So, shout out to giraffes. Poor giraffes, man. And I see we got caller 651. If you want to talk, press 1. I will bring you on. I don't like bring y'all on without knowing. I know y'all be wanting to kill me when I don't warn you. All right, so. Yeah, that giraffe thing got me. Let me elated. And my whole thing is this. People know this, man. Like, and here's the thing. It's not to think about, hey, only white people don't care about giraffes. No, just dumb particular ones then. Because this one woman, she came on my page, she was pissed. And she couldn't believe what the hell was going on. Like, yeah, I mean, if you're a human, you're a sensible human, that don't make any sense. Like, who the fuck killed a giraffe?
I don't know.
It's just like, okay, I saw a roach outside this office building, and heck, it was outside. So you know what I did? You know what I did? I didn't kill it. I let that mug keep on moving, because you know what my number one rule is? If it ain't inside where I'm at, bothering me, you get to make it, my friend. I ain't got no, you out and about, so I'm not going to bother you. You get to make it. So, yeah, pretty much that's it. So, yeah. Huh. That being said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick music break because I'm about to get ready to scream. Scream, scream,
uh-oh.
Scream.
Uh-oh.
Yes. It's that real. It really is that real. I don't know where that goofy voice decided to come from, but hey, it's up. All right, so we'll be back after this.
What's your name, girl? I'm so attracted to you. If I could only have you in my world, there is so much I would do.
sometimes where JoJo has some stories that she has to share, because she has a lot. So we're going to definitely let her go in and talk about some of the stories she has. But before we do that, we have a special song. Yeah, well, you got like three. I'll let you, since you're the one who posted them, I'll let you be the one to share them. Yes, so.
You probably read them. I just read the title and
Well, that's lame, JoJo. You have to share the stories. You shared them. I didn't really look at them too much. I figured you looked at them, so there we go. Well, never mind.
I read the title, and it was just like,
well,
really?
There goes that, then. We're not going to do those stories. All right. Yes, so now, this time for my special song of the day. Is dedicated to such a momentous day of such, which is tax day. It's the last day, people, that you get your taxes put in, you get that extension put in, as you get what you need to get done. But anyways, man, you know. All right, so.
I'm going to go look them up right now. Get that out the way. Sorry,
yeah, why you look that up? Because I'm gonna go ahead and
Nicki Minaj's engagement to Meek Mill.
There we go. All right, here we go, y'all. All right. La 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 la. To warm my voice up. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Okay, we warmed up. All right, everybody, give me a clap. Everyone, give me a clap. Can you clap like that? Just give me a clap.
Okay.
Let me claim your keys. Yes. I forgot about that song. The shining lights is on. Okay, so long.
Let's
start it going.
Okay.
I never wrote down. It's all written down in my head, so I had to remember.
I heard that one. Like, I was going to get so sorry.
All right, here we go. Let me try.
One of them, matter of fact.
So let me jump back from the jump. Here we go. I got it now. Here we go. Let me claim your keys. Yeah. Because I need a check for my J's. Then let me claim your keys. Yeah. Because I got a stripper, I got to make it rain. Let me claim your keys. Yeah. Cause I gotta get the new J's. Let me claim your keys. Yeah. Cause I got a stripper and I gotta make it rain.
Okay.
There you go. That was the tax day song. Woo! Shout out to that. Got some love to the audience and audience children. They're filming it. Hey! Are you trying to hate JoJo? Yeah, that takes talent to come
my
with some bullshit like this.
My phone's being slow, and it's not pulling up the story about the lady and the twister.
Oh. See, she's trying to play me, y'all.
One.
Talking about messing up services. So now you see the feelings I was going through earlier.
You know what?
Okay.
It's okay.
Greg's going to quit my day job. Greg, don't be trying to come for me.
Y'all go to Big Houston, BW39.com, and look up Mother Accused of Hosting Naked Twister Party for Teen Daughter and Friend. If y'all want to see that story.
So, what happened? You know what all kind of happened?
Well, it was taking forever to load, and then it was the tab has crashed or whatever. But the headline was, mother accused of hosting a naked twister party for her teen daughter and the daughter's friend.
You want to know why you don't
And
see,
it's a white woman. It's a white
see,
woman.
She
has a dumbfounded look
thing,
on her face.
And here's the thing about playing twister. See, Twista, what do we know about Twista? Twista, the freaking jingle tells you, whoa, I already said that's not a song. That's not, that is not a game. First of all, the purpose of the game is not a game to play naked. And the jingle just tells you. It's like, what is the jingle? Twista, the hot spot. And she's having a party with teenage girls naked. The premise of the game is jingle says Twista, the hot spot.
But
obviously,
we
know what that
mama
was doing. She was looking for the hot spot. Well, it don't mean that. Maybe it's just girls. But hey, I don't know why he is so delusional about the fact that, hey, girls be doing stuff too. So, yeah,
oh, wait,
shout out to people having naked Twista party.
A Georgia mother faces charges after police say she hosted a party involving drugs, alcohol, and sex for her teenage daughter and her friends. Lynn Hart, 35, don't get the jacket, of Evans, Georgia, is charged with two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Lynn Hart's Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor went to police after being told of the party by Lynn Hart. The sponsor told police Lynn Hart invited her over for coffee to try to plan her continued sobriety. Both women attend the same local Mormon church where Lynn Hart attends a sexual addiction therapy group. Lynn Hart said that the incident started when her 16-year-old daughter and other children were at her father's home. Her daughter texted Lynn Hart to find out if she could come to her home to party with some of her friends, according to the sheriff's report. Lynn Hart reportedly replied, "Come on, let's party." Lynn Hart apparently allowed a group of minors to drink alcohol and smoke marijuana at her home. The mother of five then told the sponsor she played Naked Twister with the group in her living room. While the group was playing, she said she had sex with an 18-year-old in the bathroom. The naked party continued in the home's hot tub, according to Atlanta's Journal Constitution Ward. Later, when Lynn Hart was sleeping in her bed, she said she awoke to find someone having sex with her. Lynn Hart said she initially thought it was the 18-year-old, but realized it was her daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend, according to the Lord. Lynn Hart also told her sponsor she had shown her daughter pornographic photos, including photos of her and her current boyfriend having sex. The sponsor told investigators Lynn Hart has admitted to being a sexual deviant and porn addict. God.
Okay. Let me stop this story right here. That was a great stop point. What the heck? Is this a party? I think it's a party at Bill Cosby's house. Like, honestly. She having a fucking Twister party with teenagers and they get drunk. Oh, is she really
getting drunk, getting high, and she's having sex with two of them.
Well, wait. She had sex with two of the girls?
No, it was boys there, too. She had sex with an 18-year-old boy in the bathroom.
God.
And she says she woke up to her 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend, who also happens to be 16, having sex with her. And she thought it was the 18-year-old boy.
I'm done. They talk about Bill Cosby. There's a general Putin, but ain't nobody going to make this big news. Hey, so this is going to be one of the things to be skating on the run. How the hell... I'm telling you, Twista is not a game that you play. You do not play
they
naked.
And she's
like, the premise of the game is to touch the hot spot. You do not play Twista naked. It doesn't.
Oh,
it sounds perverted.
The
moment you turn naked, turn
to
something else. It turns to something else. I knew something that rash is going to happen. No, she got two hot spots now. It's going to be on the board, and on somebody going to be left hand, green, left hand, right hand, red, whatever. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I'm glad my phone
done.
Finally looked at that. Lord.
I'm done.
Okay,
hell? This is supposed to be the third time that I've heard this or said this phrase this week. That phrase is... This world is going to hell in a handbasket. What the heck is going on, man? I'm done.
The other one I'll put on your page about the bed bugs. Some guy, it's taking forever to load, but some guy, I think he's in New York, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, here it goes. Yeah, it's in Eastport, New York. This guy was told that if he put alcohol on bed bugs, they would die. So, he poured alcohol over the insects, sat in the car, and lit a cigarette, setting off the blaze. He fled the vehicle on his own. A lot of cars went up in flames in Long Island parking lot.
Oh, my God,
man. Somebody told the guy that if he saturated the bed bugs with alcohol, it would kill them. And he did this in a rental car, by the way.
I'm done with the world. I'm done with it. I'm taking a freaking break from the world. What the heck is wrong with these people? Seriously, where do they get this crap? This dude, okay. Bro, when they said, I know whenever when you was a little kid, they just say, don't lick the bed bugs, right? His ass was probably one of them kids that was freaking out. He was freaking out every day looking at us. Like, bro.
We're number two.
There'll be none of that. There'll be none of what.
We're number two.
So, yeah.
And we beat Utah. There it goes. Finally. Come on, phone. Cooperate with me. Thank you. One more time. Okay. Come on. I love you. Thank you. Now I'm done, Steady. Check your Facebook.
All right. I'm going to go check it. You're being full of some nonsense. I'm pretty sure you're full of some nonsense. We're going to run that check and see what the heck is going on. I'll pretend I got all see what's my Facebook too. Let's see. I'm not going to add it to my... That's not going to make it to my page. It's not making it to my page. Click.
We're the division champs. It's okay. It's not my page. That's all that matters. Because we're the division champs. We're the division champs. Okay,
everybody. Jojo.
Great on the Dallas Mavericks. Playoffs and eight showers again. Hey. Playoffs.
So...
I'm going to go get a couple of margaritas from my rockets.
Ask me how many fucks I give about that team. Zero. I give zero fucks about the team.
Because we're second in the division.
All right, so,
Wait a minute, so what are the Mavericks? And we're the Southwest Division champions. What are y'all?
We're the seventh seed. It don't really matter. In a day, you can win all that regular season
who's
crap all you want
seed?
To. It's what
who's
happens when
one?
You get... Who's number one?
Yeah.
Golden State. Golden State, they sold the number one a long time ago.
Well, all that matters is that we made
yeah,
the
all
playoff.
That matters is y'all forget that ass.
We made it to the playoffs.
2 days to the playoffs start. Yeah, ass whooping central.
I gotta go to the game. I'm happy now. I feel like going to a bar.
All right, so here we go. So just go ahead. I'm gonna announce the seeds, and I'm gonna explain to you guys how this all works. Of who plays against who. All right, so it in seeds in this order, it goes Golden State, Houston, LA, the LA Clippers, Portland, San Antonio, Memphis, Dallas, New Orleans. All right, so this is how it works, the matchups. The matchups go as follows: Golden State versus New Orleans, Houston versus Dallas, the Clippers versus Memphis, and Portland versus San Antonio. That's
H-town.
How that pretty much works. So,
Shanelle, where are my keys? Where are my car keys? Where are my keys?
So, JoJo, on the end of the day, I just really just don't care. We're coming for that ass. It's, all you know. Okay?
Yes, we will defeat y'all.
The playoffs begin Saturday. That's all I got to say.
Playoffs in H-Town this weekend.
Playoffs begin Saturday, everyone. Yeah. That's pretty much how it goes.
I'm excited.
So, yeah.
I'm very, very excited.
We're clap for you. Clap for you.
Yes. No clap for me. Margarita with extra Patron for me.
No, you get none of that. All right, so.
I need that.
Yeah, I hate JoJo. So, y'all, I'm officially on the I Hate JoJo campaign. So, yes, JoJo, me and enemies.
It's okay.
From this moment.
It's okay. Everybody else still loves me. It's fine.
JoJo could be butt-naked playing Torso, and I still wouldn't care. That's how much I hate this woman right now.
Don't put me into that nonsense. I'm a parent. That is just an insult.
That is how much I am disgusted. All right, people. This is this song is in honor of the woman who decided to play Twist, but they get twisted. Here we go.
I'ma in here looking at you. Never seen a female that was so smooth. Great smile and a swag that is too cool. Beautiful is a word that adores you. Every time you walk in a room, heads turn because they know you special. And the sheets never fall to tradition. Make up her own rules. She's a sexual rebel. Tonight I can't wait to please you. Your body's a theater, my tongue is the feature. When my meal's done, nothing sweet. If it's ever how your door's begging me to enter, cue it up for the ultimate foreplay. Listen to beating like I'm a Kama Sutra DJ. As you come to, the only thing that you can't say, you just had your first sexual holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna ready. From the smangin', come and slide out her my nation. Got your lips touching on me as I fulfill life fantasies. Climax after climax, cover you up. You're depending on the canopy. She's leaking, legs weakin'. I'm the hummer ceiling for a special need. But the medics don't know what's expected, cause I'm not thinking out the box, I'm out the galaxy. We hold the distance. Forget about Cupid, got a sex apprentice. So lay back, let the fireworks blast. Giving thanks to our annual sex appendix. Happy sex giving. Special holiday, I'm gonna let you die.
Place a wager.
I don't bet anymore.
You don't do bets anymore?
I don't do bets anymore. I stopped that 2 years ago.
Why did you stop doing bets?
Because I was doing so well, and then I decided to go to scratch offs, and
I lost one scratch off and it made me mad.
Oh, don't be such a poor sport. I mean, if you don't believe in your team, that's all you gotta say. Say, I don't believe in my team.
I believe in my team, and whether they win or lose, I'm still gonna rock for the Rockets because I've been doing that since I was like eight years old. Just
come out and admit it and say, hey, I don't believe my team enough to make a bet.
No, I just don't play sets anymore.
No, go ahead and say, Sadie J, I don't believe my team has to make place of it. Because your team is as great as you say you will place of it, but they're not as great, so it's all right.
I don't play sets anymore. My Rockets are going to beat your Mavs, so that's all that matters.
Oh, JoJo.
Seeing them win is going to be good enough for me.
Okay. So
especially when they
use the mask,
that's just
going to
be great.
So when they don't. See, it's just funny because you believe them so much, but yet you're too scared to place a bet.
I learned my lesson when I lost scratch-offs. I don't do wagers anymore.
Oh, scratch-off?
I am
a scratch-off made you give up. It's just a scratch-off. You know the odds of winning a scratch-off?
Hey, I was going pretty
well. You know the odds
of winning
a scratch-off, man?
1 in 10?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
I've bought
20
of them.
All right, well... Yeah, did you get the same exact scratch off?
No, I got different ones.
And you also know sometimes it's not really the different scratch off. Excuse me, scratch off. It's the place.
What I've learned about scratch offs, if you look by the ones that people get the most, you have a good chance of winning those. But it's kind of hard at the same time because you have to guess how many people got it before they got the winning one. The last time they got the winning scratch off ticket.
I usually win on mine, so.
Yeah, I
did
too. Those 3 times I decided to be a big baller and get like 20 at a time, and I lost, so.
What if I tell you get those 20 at a time, JoJo? What you invest in a scratch off looking ass?
That's why I invest my money in smart things and not betting and wagers and stuff of that nature because of that little incident. That was a week's worth of scratch-offs, dude. Steady, that was a week's worth of scratch-offs. That was like the highlight of my day because I kept winning and then finally it just all went down.
So Greg called me out, right? He said he hates to see me talking to a recovering alcoholic. He said, this is something I would say. Go ahead, you such a punk. Take a sip.
Because
you're a recovering gambler. So, you know, and I'm serious how it fits you to gambling. So he's comparing it to that. You know, I mean, and this is me being lighthearted, but you know, it is. There is different levels of where it gets serious. But that's a joke I say all the time. I say I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic because I have no problem drinking. I drink just fine. That's an ongoing joke I tell all the time. I'm not an alcoholic. I drink just fine. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, I drink just fine. I just don't do the gambling anymore.
Alcoholics have to go to classes and they have to admit they have a problem. I don't have a problem and I don't not go to no classes. So I guess I'm not an alcoholic. So there we go. Simple as that. But JoJo,
she's so nice.
But it's okay, JoJo. You don't do very
much. I'm not
placing
no bets. You can't peer pressure me into placing bets.
It's not going to cost you. It's a little friendly wager.
Yeah, you're going to have me do something stupid. They don't let the Mavs. If the Mavs somehow win.
It's going to be fun. Like, come on, have a little fun.
Give me Cleo Thomas, and then we'll discuss this. How about that?
I'm probably he's already built a show and see the fact that he's... Yeah, so there you go. Why don't you get him? You'll see you get him. Still to date, that's still the most listened to episode of the show. Like, people still listen to that episode. That's our greatest
What? You know what that means? That means you need to bring him back on the show.
That means you got, you know, actually, it's as soon as
make
you work hard.
Bring him on the show. You know what? I'm just going to start emailing his manager again. I got a hold of him once, so I'll do it again.
What did he say when you got a hold of him?
Huh?
What did he say when you got a hold of him?
Special. I was trying to get him on the when we had the anniversary week.
Yeah.
I was trying to get him on that, but he said that he would have to check because he was busy.
You know the best thing I always do? People going to learn a couple lessons today. When it comes to booking celebrities, try to book them out about 2 weeks prior to when you want to have them on the show.
Well,
usually
you
do
know,
that,
so
you
I kind of
cover your bases.
I only did that, like, it was a last-minute type of thing, because I was on
I know, Joe.
And you couldn't get me Kirko, so...
Yeah,
I was
know,
trying to get
that
deals,
was,
so no, we
got to So and sometimes there's a factor of that, like if their manager just there's pussy foots around and you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
So yeah, and hey, how about JoJo stop putting up these posts? They're not gonna put up tonight. JoJo, I despise you right now. You're a grotesque, okay? You're right now the ugliest thing next to let me think.
I thought you would like it since they're talking about the Mavericks.
No. Shout out to Rihanna sniffing that nose candy.
No, they said she wasn't doing it.
She wasn't doing
I
it.
I love how you should. They said she wasn't doing it. I saw the video.
You tell me what the hell you saw.
Didn't look like she was sniffing anything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, JoJo's still over here tagging. I don't fucking give a damn. People talking unnecessary shit. Dude, talk about Bree going Dallas. Y'all bring that ass over here. Bring that ass here, boy. You know, as he say, bring that ass here, boy. Like you boys say, that's how I say it. So, yeah. We gonna fix you. And like the old folks say, we gonna fix you. Sitting there talking crazy. Oh man! Hey, shout out to my WCW post today though. That was awesome. Go check it out. My WCW post is showing love to my DFW fam, the models who work closely with me. Go check it out. You'll thank me later. You get WCW. It's four times the sexy. You can't. It's too much to handle, guys. Go to WCW. WCWJ on Instagram. My Twitter name is Steady J Dusk. CEDDY. Letter J DUSK. All one word. Find it. You're gonna be looking like, oh my God, that's your WCW poster today. Yes, guys. I know it's about to handle. JoJo, want to let them know how they can find you? You know, I don't want them to.
Selfless JoJo on Instagram.
Okay, there you go. The idiot has spoken. All right, everyone, we get ready to roll now. Get ready for tomorrow's last show of the week. As we do it every Thursday, we got Real Sport Radio. I can't wait to see what Real Sport Radio got because, heck, it's known as the most ratchet radio show in the world. So tune in tomorrow, same time, And you got yours truly, Goldie, Chase, and Simi. So tune in tomorrow, same time, 2 hours of craziness, pocket change, the read, all that good stuff. All right, we see y'all. Peace.
Houston. Houston. Houston.